Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me? I'm doing good. It's a Friday and, you know, weekend, me and the weekend, oh, damn. My favorite time of the week. And because you're tuned into the show right now, I just want to say thank you for supporting the African Album Review Podcast. Let's do this thing. Today we're taking it to Eritrea and we've got Rimon with Digital Tears, which was dropped September 9, 2021.
The latest African Album Review is...
So today I'm going to give you 5 thoughts on Digital Tears by Rimon from Eritrea. And she's Eritrean Dutch. So born in Eritrea and raised in Amsterdam. First up, when it comes to the African music conversation, we may not necessarily talk about Eritrea much, but the talent out of there is actually crazy. They've got some amazing artists and they've got a strong diaspora. Rimon has put Eritrea on the map as a star in the making, and making music you wouldn't typically get out of there. What that does is it reels you in while appreciating the quality of the offering, gets you wondering, what else is from Eritrea? Can I find other music from there that's a similar vibe or that is a vibe in general? This is why music discovery is important, and successful representation from all countries leads to more breakout stars from each jurisdiction. So thank you, Rimon. You're doing something for your country. Secondly, the album cover is a masterpiece. Look, Digital Tears. Now, let me break it down. The album cover's got an avatar with a Bantu knots type hairstyle that looks like Rimon herself. This avatar is actually crying tears, so Digital Tears, an avatar crying tears, get it? That look like different words streaming down. And this may represent unspoken pain that just comes out as emotion. The words that are streaming down as the tears are not anything I can read. Not sure if it's the Triginya alphabet or what, I don't know. This could be a connection to her homeland and the pain suffered on the ground that she channels through her music. Her name and the EP title are shown as engravings on the skin round about neck going down on the skin of the avatar, or scarification as it is known, something very popular in East Africa. So there's immense meaning behind this album cover for Digital Tears, or EP cover for Digital Tears. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. As a third point, let's analyze the music. Digital Tears opens up with the melodious Been Around the Globe, and I absolutely loved it. The singing style on there had a pop tinge to it. Look, you have to listen to this track to understand where it stands and the pocket that it occupies. And it was almost like a shock to the system, just hearing it and thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, vocally, probably the very best on this EP, without a doubt. Feed Me is the R&B bouncy track that is smoothed out by Rimon's flawless vocals. Beat-wise, this song had me thinking of the likes of Aaliyah and Sherry. This is a song about trust and dependability and having faith that someone's got your back. Something we all yearn for and is relatable. You get some jazzy fusions as well on songs such as iCloud. I love that title. Which features Earth Gang, bringing you to that foot tapping and head nodding zone of music. Same goes for the title track Digital Tears, which had me moving from the very start. I loved the song 2020, which has immense meaning, and I'll cover that one later. Looking at the singing, her music style is unique. and it's a challenge to describe how Rimon sings by just basing it as R&B from what Rimon herself says and the predominant direction of the beats. The distinct style is R&B. I'm not arguing that, but she can do other things vocally, and you can also get a popish fusion to it, like I explained with the first song, Been Around the Globe. Rimon also adds some spoken word to the song Mountain Views, and it was a wonderful touch. The poetic take adding to the music was unexpected, but brilliant, absolutely brilliant. The song in itself is infectiously catchy too. And lastly, the songwriting. The songwriting left me feeling like I heard one of the most seasoned musicians in the game, yet Rimon has really been around for like 3 years after a breakout year in 2018, and I think that was with the song Grace. The song 2020 caught my attention as a song about a relationship that has soured since 2010. Someone is chasing their dreams and discovering themselves. They're taken by the world and all the lights and everything else, the allure of the world, right? But the other, which is likely apparent, is someone that didn't agree with the decisions made and has been left hanging, and the relationship has gotten progressively worse. Now, Rimon is asking for forgiveness because after chasing life and success, nothing can replace the void of having a relationship with that person or parent. Now, this goes back to the song title. It's called 2020. So it's now like Rimon is saying, I have 2020 vision. The decisions I made in the past that led me to this point were not great, but right now, can you find it in yourself to forgive me? Because I see, I get your point. You had a point. Oh man, this song is deep. And that's only one example. This EP is a wonderful piece of musical history that may find true appreciation years from now. It probably will not be the EP that blows up and everybody's going to be like, oh my God. And it gets like, a billion views, like the music videos get a billion views on YouTube or anything like that. Probably not. But it's the kind of project that will get you to a point where you're thinking, wow, this was some of the best music produced in 2021. And that's the artistry behind it. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.